Hello, I'm Lee Green with Point Remove Brewing Company in Laurelton, Arkansas, and you're listening to Modern Brews and Beats.
It's your boy, Paul Tony D, hanging out.
We're cool.
And you're listening to episode 150 of Modern Brews and Beats. 150 episodes, Tony. We have made it here.
Yeah, and it seems like it really happened quickly.
I'm Jerry Richard, JW Richard with NTX Beer. You can find me on social as NTX underscore beer on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, as well as NTXbeer.net. And with me is my co-host, Cool Tony D, out of Morrilton, Arkansas. Tony, how are you?
I'm good, man. I'm still at all. Episode 150.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So did you have a reference for this week's show?
Yeah. I actually have a couple of references, honestly. One, I forgot to put on the notes, so I'm going to name that one first. My first reference, there is a TV series called College Football 150, and it goes through about the first 150 years of college football. I'm a college football fanatic, and it's a really good TV series, docuseries over that. So check that out whenever you guys get a chance. It's called College Football 150. My other 150 reference is whenever I do have trouble trying to find a reference, I always go to Beats Per Minute. Thanks to you, Jerry. You introduced me to that. So before I just realized the College Football 150 TV series, I was like, you know, I'm gonna look up a couple of tracks that are 150 beats per minute. And two songs, Jerry, that I have in the phone on this list. One is the song Alive by Pearl Jam. Great freaking song. And the other song is a group that my father is a huge fan of, who introduced me to this group. And I want to say my wife has seen them in concert some odd, I don't know how that happened, but it happened. And that's Chicago. The song 25 or 6 to 4, which is, I think, is one of my favorite songs. That's my show 150 reference. Those two tracks are 150 beats per minute. And check out the TV series College Football 150.
Very cool. Yeah, 25 or 64. I mean, I know Chicago's still touring, so it's very possible for to have seen her.
No, she doesn't even listen to it, but she just went with a group of friends and they saw Chicago one night. She didn't know what she was even getting into. So I was like, okay.
Sometimes I'm jealous, that's the best.
But enjoy.
Yeah. It's the best thing, you know, kind of go to a show and go, oh, I've never, you know, never heard or seen you before. And especially if they give a good performance, you're like, wow, okay, I wasn't even expecting all that. So that was a plus.
Yeah, she said she enjoyed it. She said it was over at a Dos Equis Pavilion, I do believe. Maybe about five or six years ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very cool. Well, there's a lot of events coming up in the next few weeks. Including some different anniversaries. Panther Island's anniversary is on December 8th. Odd Muse will be celebrating their anniversary on the 10th. And Intrinsic Smokehouse and Brewery will be celebrating their anniversary soon. Usually theirs is around repeal day, but they haven't listed it just yet. So keep your eyes on ntxbeer.net/event calendar to see when that date is for those anniversaries and plenty of other events that are going on in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. You got a special brew of the week this week, Tony?
I do. And now you got me thinking about Intrinsic Badass Barbecue over there. It's been a minute. Yeah, brew of the week. Jerry, I know you gave me this beer. I know for a fact you did. You handed it to me in a parking lot. That is Manhattan Project Beer Company's beer called Diffusion.
Yes, I did.
Chili L. Dude. I enjoyed it, man. I've let it sit for a minute, put it in the fridge. I was ready for it. I was digging that spice, man. That was good. 6.5 alcohol by volume. I've never honestly had a bad beer from Manhattan Project Beer. So I wasn't surprised how much I enjoyed it. So shout out to them. Shout out to you, Jerry. That was a damn good brew.
Yeah, it was very good. And especially to have a chili beer that gave you the heat without it being like a throat attack in the back. So
it was a throat attack. Yes.
Yeah, it was good. It's good. For me this week, it's going to be two breweries did a collab that I really enjoyed. It was Odd Muse and Denton County Brewing Company. They put together a coffee IPA called Stomping Grounds that I really enjoyed. And I don't get a lot of coffee IPAs as much as I used to. Like, I was speaking with some beer pals of mine, and we're talking about Dadgum Coffee IPA that Rahr and Sons does. And that's another favorite of mine. I do enjoy that coffee IPA style. There's just something about that blend. And coffee usually, I mean, it's one of the reasons why we call our show Modern Brews and Beats, because Tony and I love coffee, and I'm totally fine with coffee-infused beers. So whether it be from something light like a coffee blonde to coffee IPAs, and I remember Rahr at one time had Iron Joe, which was the coffee version of their Scotch Ale Iron Thistle. So I just enjoy a good, well-done coffee ale. So that's going to be my brew of the week from Odd Muse and Denton County Brewing Company, the collab for Stomping Grounds.
I love it. Yeah. I'm actually digging through my Odd Muse beer right now. Do I have that? Let me see here. I don't think I do. Oh, wait. Yes, I do. I have a Stomping Grounds, Jerry.
Okay.
In the fridge. ASAP. Right. All right. I know, so that sounds familiar. Let me see if I have that over here. I had to go to the beer stash in the corner. So, yes, it's on my drink list for the weekend.
Good stuff.
Awesome, awesome, awesome.
What's your beats, Jerry, for the week?
Yeah, my beats of the week, man. It's been, sometimes in life you want to just, I love my life and music, going around, just trying different music, listening to different sounds, different types of music. It's funny, my wife came back here to where I record, back here, and it was also where I work at. Mm-hmm. She said, "What are you listening to?" And I was listening to Johnny Cash. She's like, "Why are you, what?" Yeah, you know, it is what it is, baby. Me and my son, who is about to be 2 months, was jamming some Johnny Cash today. So, but there's times where I want to go back to that familiar sound, get that comfy blanket back on me. I need to reset, recharge, and I need to go back to something that I know that can touch my heart. And for no particular reason, it's just that I want to feel comfortable. And so I went back to Screwed Up Click, Down in H-Town, Fat Pat's debut solo album, Ghetto Dreams, man. One of my favorite all-time hip-hop rap albums. Right there in H-Town, man. I had to go get my Body Rock, my Third Coast, Superstar. My favorite song, I'm the Man. I think he was talking about me in that song, Jerry. But yeah, dude, I love Ghetto Dreams. The whole album's in my phone. Interesting little tidbit about this album and this song. Unfortunately, Fat Pat died a month before his debut album, Ghetto Dreams, came out back in 1998. So many classics that have been dissected and sampled on so many albums. Just from this album alone, man, I just wanted to hear that sound, that Houston, Third Ward, South Park, all that area down there, that sound, that street, authentic hip-hop Houston sound. So, yeah, that's what I've been jamming on this week, man. I've been deep on my Fat Pat, man. My Fat Pat. I love me some Fat Pat. So,
cool.
What about you, my man? What about you?
Well, we've both been in a little bit of a hip hop space. I would take it because I know I was listening to recently Midnight Marauders by A Tribe Called Quest. Oh. And Midnight Marauders dropped on November 9th, 93. So next year it'll be 30 years of that album. And just listening to, you know, Award Tour and with many of those songs on the album, Oh My God, and it just it's a good record, and I look forward to kind of delving into that album a little bit more on a future episode that we've talked about here on the show before, as far as kind of going into some of Q-Tip's things as a three-parter. But I definitely look forward to bringing that album into the discussion. So Midnight Marauders is going to be my beat of the week.
And to talk about an album that aged very, very well.
Yes.
If you listen to it now, you wouldn't think that's a 30-year-old album, dude.
Absolutely. No, that's good.
You wouldn't think this 30 years ago, this shit still sounds like it just came out yesterday. Yeah, right. Man, that's good. That's just good. Man, great album, man. Great album.
So we got a lyric lookup here on episode 150. And this is going to take us to like the, you know, the what's the favorite phrase, 99 to the 2000, but more 99 here.
Us, yeah.
Go into it and let us know a little bit what's going on with this lyric lookup.
So, yes. So today is a lyric lookup of one of my favorite all-time tracks, which I say on here a lot, but we're only 150 episodes in. Believe me, I got about another 150 episodes. So favorite songs that you're going to hear me say it again and again and again. So this is one of the many. Mm-hmm. This came off a 1999 album of the artist Moby, DJ Moby, Moby the Badass, dude. The album was Play. Play was a very successful album. Southside is my favorite track on this album, but I love Natural Ways.
Natural Blues.
Natural Blues, yes. Mm-hmm. Porcelain, Honey. Dude, this, the whole album jams. I'm also a big fan of the album that came out 2 years later called Hotel. That's a badass album, too. But anyway, let me go back to Play in Southside. Up until literally a couple of days ago of doing a little research on this lyric lookup, this Cool Tony D's lyric lookup, I didn't know what the hell he was ever talking about in here, dude. I just know he went from north, south, east, and west in the lyrics. After doing the research, dude, that's all I know. I just know he's going to... it's literally just that, because the song jams. I just never dove into it. Mm-hmm. And then after doing a little research, wow, I mean, that's really cool. So, you know, Jared, if you don't mind, I know you wrote a little thing here in the show notes. You want to explain to people what Moby was talking about in this lyric lookup before we dive into it.
Oh, so, well, I mean, I can get into it. I mean, I know you have some notes as well, but I mean, it's interesting because he actually first said it was a joyride in New York in a post-apocalyptic
yes.
Post-apocalyptic New York, right? And so that's what he said about it. But really, a Chicago Sun-Times article mentioned that it was really a ride around town to the south side of Chicago. So it's kind of interesting, like, okay, are we New York? Are we Chicago? You know, and he was going around.
So I knew more about the Chicago one than I did about the New York thing. I was like,
yeah. And so he actually was talking about going to different house parties in the south side of Chicago, where, you know, I'm sure that these were house parties that were probably in areas that were predominantly Black. Mm-hmm. And it was interesting listening to the lyrics, and as you get into them, you know, it's interesting to find out if he frequented those areas very much or if he was just going for the parties. It's kind of like makes me think of kids who probably live in different areas of the Dallas area who only frequent like Deep Ellum when it's something quote cool going on that they want to be a part of, but they probably would never be on that side of town otherwise. So yeah, it's an interesting song to me. And he does have a quote in here, but I think I'll save that until after you get into the lyrics.
Gotcha. So yeah, let's jump into this lyric lookup of Moby Southside.
It's time for another Cool Tony D's Lyric Lookup.
So, the great Moby here. This is honestly one of the first music videos I remember seeing of Moby as a growing up as a teenager. The reason why this video stood out to me, because I was always in love with Gwen Stefani, and I know she's in the video.
Mm-hmm.
And I read also while I was doing some research, he actually didn't like her vocals in the track. It wasn't until like he was doing some editing, he gave it to the producers to do some editing on it, and they added some of her vocals back into the final product. I can't imagine the song. Every time I hear the song, I picture her and him in the video. So I think that's really, really cool. So let's jump into Southside by Moby. After going over the lyrics a few times in my head, like, I feel like he's obviously telling a story, like we mentioned. He's reflecting. He does a lot of he's actually present for a moment. But let's jump into it. Verse one: see myself in the pouring home. See the light come over now. I see myself in the pouring rain. I watch hope come over me. Now, I'm not singing it the way he does. I was really just reading the verses, obviously. Mm-hmm. I see myself in the pouring home. I see the light come over now. I see myself in the pouring rain. I watch hope come over me. I don't know what the hell he's talking about there, Jerry. But whenever you hear him in the song, you can tell there's some searching here, some internal searching here. Like, where is he at? Where is he about to go? And obviously the song called Southside, the very first chorus, he's going to a different side, the east side. So wherever he's searching for, he is literally, now we're back in each chorus. It seems like we are in the present and we're going to a certain place where he's going to, where eventually he's going to fall short at. The chorus. Here we are now going to the east side. I pick up my friends and we start to ride. Ride all night. Yeah, we ride all day. Some may come and some may stay. Jared, I just want to... just those first two together. And if you hear the song is not... it's not that long at all. It's really it's more music than it is actual lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
Here we are going to the east side. It sounds like they're making this an adventure during that chorus, the way it comes up. Ride all night, yeah, we ride all day. Some may come, some may stay. So it seems like on these joyrides, on these rides to whatever he's searching for, as mm-hmm. as we talked about, you know, he's searching for the house party scene. Some are gonna go in there and kick it. Some are gonna not feel it, and they're gonna go on searching for something else. The next ride. I love that first verse and that first chorus together, and it takes you to a place to where, damn, where is he going? And you want to figure out what's going on. So I thought that was really, really cool. Let's jump into verse two here, Jerry. Here we are in the pouring home. Let me go back to verse one. I see myself in the pouring home. Huh. Now he really is in the pouring home. So now it seems like, are we still in the present as we were in that chorus? Here we are in the pouring home. I watch the light man fall the comb. I watch a light move across the screen. I watch a light come over me. Jerry, is he high? I don't know, man.
Right.
So whenever I dissect that, whenever I hear anything about a light move across the screen, like, mm-hmm. dude, you were in some type of trance here, man. Like, your mind, where are you going? Well, Jerry, it looks like we're going to the west side now, according to this chorus. Here we are now. We're going to the west side. Weapons in hand as we go for a ride. Some may come, some may stay. Watching out for a sunny day. So I think they're expecting something better, but at the same time, they're about to go into a dangerous area here. Weapons in hand as we start to ride. Are they scared? Yeah. Are they scared? Are they looking for? What are they looking for? Music? Are they looking for drugs? What are they looking for here? It's like watching the light move across the screen, watch the light come over me. He comes to a realization that, okay, I have to go to this side. And whatever I'm searching for, weapons in hand as we start to ride. I love it. Again, this song takes me on a journey with unique lyrics, and I love every freaking second of it. Oh, but Jerry, I do love a nice bridge in a song. Where there's love and darkness in my sidearm. Damn. What? Hell on and on. This is a very unique song as we go deeper and deeper and deeper. Love and darkness in my sidearm. What are we talking about there with the sidearm? I don't know. What are your thoughts on that one, Jerry? What do you think
he's talking about? This? I mean, he talks about weapons in hand as they go for a ride. So it sounds like he needed a piece to keep the peace. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's what I'm thinking. I mean, it kind of gives me, though, because, I mean, I've never seen this character in other songs, at least as in far as my memory, as he betrayed himself to be, you know, a bit of a rough and tough. And just thinking back to the video, I think he kind of was trying to give a little bit of roughness while, you know, when Stefani was kind of looking at him like, really?
Yeah.
You're really not that one. I know you're trying not to bring it. You're not that one. So, yeah, I guess he needed that piece to keep the peace. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I guess so. So as they go to the west side with their weapons in hand, sidearms, they're looking for some type of protection. Jerry, they don't find what they're looking for. So they jump back into the chorus here. Here we are now. We're going to the north side. I look at my friends as they start to ride. Ride all night. Yeah, we ride all day. They're still looking out for this sunny day. Apparently, they still didn't find it there, Jerry. Because the chorus continues. Nope. Here we are now. Going to the South Side. What is it about a song in the South Side? You know, I am a fan of Lloyd, this R&B singer. His song South Side. Mm-hmm. People want to just hang out on the South Side, man. Here we are now going to the South Side. I pick up my friends, and we hope we won't die. Damn, dude, really? Ride all night, ride through heaven and hell. Come back and feel so well. And then it goes into the rest of the little instrumental there at the end. There isn't any closure to me at the end of this song. It literally says, this is, to me, in my mind, in my music video head mind, this is the beginning of our night. And when we get to the destination, a new song may start. This part of our life is over here in this song as we search for what we're looking for, riding right all night, right through heaven and hell. So we're going to find what we're looking for. We're going to love some of this and we're not going to like some of this. But we're still looking out for that sunny day at the end of the road here, Jerry. Wherever that road may be, the house party scene, we're fixing to jam out. I'm going to find exactly what I'm looking for, but I got to go to the South Side to get it. After I've been literally east, west, and north.
Right.
Jerry, I am a fan of The South Side by Moby. Very unique lyrics that you really don't pay attention to when you hear the song, because all you hear is the chorus on which side he's going to.
Right.
But when you dive deep into the lyrics, you're like, what the hell is this guy going through?
Well, it just sounds like he's looking for the excitement that is found within the urban center of the South Side of Chicago, which is these house parties, which are these dance parties, looking for what's new, what's cutting edge, because he knows where to go get that culture. That's the reason why when he went to the north side, they were just kind of looking at each other, realizing, okay, it ain't happening up here. It ain't happening up here like it is on the south side. So I can go to the South Side, and the closure is the fact that he can, because his whole thing was he hoped he doesn't die, right? So he got yes. what he needed. He got, I guess he's calling hell the area of people he has to get through to get to that heaven, which is that euphoria mm-hmm. of the music. And then he comes back feeling so well. So he got yes. what he needed. He got his high, which was the music, which was that inspiration, and he could take it back to whatever side of town he actually lives on and say that he, you know, witnessed the cool kids doing what they do, right? And yes. So it's interesting to me. That's kind of what Southside looks at. I just, it does make you wonder again, you know, for people who are just coming to a different side of town because, you know, if that's yeah. where the action is. It's mm-hmm. definitely something that happens and is played through cities throughout the U.S. and has played for many decades where people will do that.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I love the title Southside. And on past episodes, I mentioned the TV show on HBO Max called Southside, which takes mm-hmm. place in Chicago. One of the beautiful things about that show, they show how, yes, this is a rough side of town, but there are a lot of beautiful things in the South Side of Chicago.
Sure.
And that show highlights it in a funny, comedic way, along with some drama, but there are some very beautiful moments in that show.
I mean, the art that comes from those areas is yes. an act of resistance. So absolutely. Many times you have to have that poetry, that music, that sound, that speech, those church movements, all those things, they are an act of resistance against the everyday beatdowns that many of those Southside residents have to deal with on a daily basis. So yes. when people come to witness it, they're witnessing what our cathartic, you know, we're in a moment of like release. We're trying to, you know, reach a higher state of joy ourselves, and they are just sort of witnessing that. So yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, so they're trying to fill our vibe, Jerry.
That's it. That's it.
And so when they riding through heaven and hell. So yeah, that is Cool Tony's lyric look up of Moby's Southside.
The thing I was going to say about that is that the quote from one particular article said that he actually found it to be his least favorite song on the album.
I saw that too. Yeah,
and he just didn't think it was all that interesting. He just thought it was about what he termed abject immorality or abject amorality. It was, he said, I love the fact that it's a sing-along pop song about kids who become so inured to violence and so desensitized that nothing really gets through to them. And I'm not exactly sure who he's speaking about there. I'm not sure if he's talking about the kids who are in the car being inured to violence, being like just desensitized to the violence going on around them, or if he's talking about the kids on the South Side and what they're having to go through. That's not quite clear in that particular interview when he says it, but he just sort of likes a pop song that is actually a little darker than what it may immediately seem like.
Yeah, and if you ever see interviews of Moby, he is very little, you want to call probably a little strange. yeah, he's a little different. He is, but hey, that's him. See? That's him. So yeah, that is Cool Tony's lyric look up.
Fantastic. Well, you got to let people know where they can find you on the socials as you play more of your music.
Yes, please find me on Instagram and Twitter at Cool Tony D. That's KOOTONYD. Taking the beer picture, to which I mean, I'm looking at this odd muse, Jerry. This odd muse will be posted on there soon.
Fantastic.
Maybe today. We'll see. But yeah, also on Twitter, football season's here. I'm loving college football right now, Jerry. I'm in heaven. But yes, check out my badass playlist on Spotify and SoundCloud. Again, I'm there at Cool Tony D, KOOTONYD. But Jerry, I love to follow you and that badass event calendar you have. Where can they find you at, my man?
You can find me at ntxbeer.net. You can also find me on the socials at ntx_beer. That's Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Most of the talk will be about beer, but sometimes some music slides in there too, especially music artists like J.O.E., who are making craft beer wrapped here in the DFW area. So you'll find a few things. You'll also find more information about artists we feature here on Modern Brews and Beats, like Alex Tremblay. His album Thoughts and Images, available everywhere that you can listen to digital music. Definitely check him out and take a listen to that album. We've featured him here on our show a couple of times, so we'd love for you to follow him and let him know on the message on his Instagram and other places you heard it here on Modern Brews and Beats. Speaking of which, make sure to follow us on our channel. So we're Modern Brews and Beats on Instagram, all one phrase. On Twitter, it's M as in M, Brews Beats on the Bird app, as long as we're not charged $8. We're going to be doing that. So so that is us. And we definitely thank you for listening to Modern Brews and Beats. Like we say every week, enjoy your favorite brews and your favorite beats, but please do not drive drunk. Please call a cab, Lyft, Uber, a friend, or be a friend if someone needs to get home safe. Thank you for listening to Modern Brews and Beats.
Cheers.
Modern Brews and Beats, a Metric Arts and Media production.